You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
There's not long to go before the self-assessment deadline, and HM Revenue and Customs is urging customers to get started on their 2024-25 tax return now. There's plenty of support available to make the process easier, and here to explain more is Ruth from HMRC. Ruth, welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you. It's lovely to be back.
Well, let's start at the beginning, Ruth. What is self-assessment?
So self-assessment is the process that HMRC uses for members of the public to tell us about any income that you have that isn't taxed at source. So for most of us, we go out to work, do the 9 to 5, whatever it is that we do, and the employer takes care of the tax side. But if we are self-employed, that doesn't happen. So you need to put your income and expenses through self-assessment, and the system will then calculate the tax bill, and there's a facility there for you to pay that. If you're self-employed, that's the most obvious example of when you would need to do a tax return. But there are others too. So things like, for example, if you receive income from property, if you are a partner within a partnership, if you receive certain types of foreign income, or indeed if you are trading online, so maybe you teach online, supply goods or sell services online that are above the value of £1,000, you would need to do a self-assessment. And there are some other reasons as well. If you've done one in the past, you probably know already that you have to do it, and you know what's involved in that and the time that takes and how to do it. But if something has changed, either a source of income has stopped for you or a new source of income has come on stream and you're not sure, it's always a good time to check with the deadline coming up as well. And there is a tool on gov.uk that will help you do that. If you just go to gov.uk and search, check if I need to be in self-assessment, it will ask you various questions, and at the end it will tell you if you need to do one and link you through the various pages to register, etc. And it will also tell you if you don't and how to deregister if you did one and you no longer have to send one to us.
I know that one of the things that HMRC is focusing on this year is different filing styles that people have, and HMRC have noticed some quite interesting trends.
Yes, they have. So they've been doing a lot of research into this and thinking about how people file, when they file. And they've said that broadly, people fall into three categories. It's always interesting to think about this and think about which category you fall into. So there are the early birds. Now, they are people who file their tax return as soon as it becomes available. So you file a tax return in line with the tax year. So it becomes available to you to file from the 6th of April when the tax year changes. And it's available right up until the 31st of January. And there are people who will log on the 6th or the 7th and they'll get it done immediately. Usually because they're owed a refund actually by HMRC, which is fair enough. You want to have that money in your bank account. So there's those. And there was about 58,000 people who did that last year on the 6th of April. Then there are the people that they call the dippers. So they are people who will start their tax return. They'll put some information in, they'll save it. Because of course, you don't have to do it in one go. So you can do a little bit, save it, come back to it. And what you've inputted is still there. So they'll start that process, but they'll usually file it sort of close to the end, but they'll do it gradually throughout the year. And then there are the last minute panickers, and they are the people who will log on the 30th or indeed the 31st of January, which is the last day, and they'll have a big panic and they'll dump everything in there and they'll get it filed at the last minute. I mean, I guess it's like, it's up to you how you do it. I mean, the last thing HMRC are going to do is tell you, you must do it this way. But I think preparation is definitely key with it. And I think especially at this time of year with Christmas and New Year coming up, and maybe we're traveling, we've got dinner plans and family plans and all kinds of things going on. If you haven't done it already, it's probably worth at least having a look at the moment so that you can factor in what you need to do, what information you need to get together so that you can allocate time to get it done before the 31st of January.
Yeah, a huge amount of respect for the early birds. I can't imagine what it'd be like to be in that group.
Yeah, I know, me too. So that I aspire to that, but I'm a long way off, I'm afraid.
Now, what sort of help is available for people maybe completing their self-assessment?
So there is a lot of help available, and it's important to say that, especially if you are doing it for the first time, or I think in general, even if it's something you do regularly, because it's something we do once a year, it does take a little bit of planning and reminding of what needs to happen. First of all, gov.uk is really the hub for everything. It's the one-stop shop for everything HMRC and indeed self-assessment. If you search any topics on there that you want to know about, so we already mentioned checking if you need to be in self-assessment, you can search that on gov.uk. If you, for example, have, say, income from property and you're not sure what you can claim, you can search income from property or expenses you can claim, lots of information there. Within the tax return itself, there are help boxes underneath each question. Now we've simplified that process for people using JAWS and magnification as well, because the help identifiers show up on the same page as the question. So you literally click on them or hit enter on them and they will expand and you can close them. Because I think one of the problems for a lot of us using JAWS is when you're having to navigate away and you've got maybe six, seven different pages open, you don't need to do that. The help is there within the return. We have live web chat available via gov.uk and via the HMRC app. There's also a YouTube channel where we store a lot of videos. Now, the videos, because they have a lot of visuals in, will not necessarily be massively helpful to your listeners. But what we also have are webinars, and they're very helpful. You can join them in real time. You can also watch them back. And because they're interactive, people will have asked questions about self-assessment, self-employment, expenses, income from property, all these major topics. And there's lots of guidance there on what to do, what you can claim, etc. And of course, if none of that answers your question, or if you need something more tailored, organisations like RNIB have funding from us to provide one-to-one support for people with self-assessment and filing tax returns. And you can, of course, still get in touch with us by phone on the helpline. 0300 200 33 10 is the number for anyone who needs that one-to-one support answering questions.
And it's quite a difficult time for many people financially, Ruth, at the moment. What should people do if they can't afford maybe to pay the tax bill by the 31st of January?
Well, this is something I'm very passionate about because I used to work in the financial management side of HMRC and supporting people with these issues. And I know that if people are worried about their tax bill, they'll very often kind of bury their head, they'll delay submitting the return. What I would say is if you think that a tax bill is going to be difficult for you, the first thing to do is to get the return submitted because you need to know what it is that you're dealing with. And without filing the tax return, you won't know that, of course, because when you file it, you put down all of your income and tax that you've already paid, all of the expenses that you've paid out, and the tax bill is calculated on the difference. And sometimes we can think that it's going to be a lot worse than it is. So I would say if you're in that category, file the return so that you know exactly what you're dealing with. Once that's done, there are lots of options available to help and support you. Now, crucially, if the tax bill is less than £30,000, you can set up a time to pay plan online to pay it back weekly, monthly, depending on your circumstances, over a period that works for you. And if it's under £30,000, you won't even need to speak to HMRC about it. So get it filed as soon as you can so that you can set something like that up. If it's more than £30,000, you would need to speak to us. But again, we'll have a meaningful conversation that's based on your individual circumstances and work with you to set that up. Similarly, if you can pay this bill, but you're worried about next year, because of course, at the moment we're gathering the tax return from April 24 to April 25, but we're already partway through the 25-26 tax year. You can get ahead with that by setting up what's called a budget payment plan. Now, that's the same kind of arrangement, but it's voluntary because you're paying ahead of time. So, with that, you can pay again weekly, monthly, stop and start, whatever suits you. And it means that when January rolls around, then there's something to put towards the bill. So, lots of options there. If you visit gov.uk and search for time to pay, all of the information you need about the plans is on there. And again, the same rule applies. If you need to speak to someone, contact us via the helpline. We'll be able to give you that one-to-one support with payments.
And always of interest to our listeners, Ruth, what's the accessibility like for dealing with HMRC, especially online?
It's very good. I mean, I'm saying this not just because I work for HMRC. I am visually impaired myself, and I am a JAWS user myself. So this is a topic that's very close to my heart. Gov.uk has improved massively because we have an obligation. Of course, we have to be WCAG compliant. We have to comply with the Equality Act 2010. So Gov.uk is making massive strides in being accessible. The layout for the tax return will always change a little bit every year because sometimes we have to add in different questions, different tax reliefs. So there will sometimes be new pages, and that's very often the time tax, I think, for visually impaired users, users of JAWS, etc. So I would always suggest taking that time so that you're familiar with what's involved in filing the tax return before you actually submit it, and when you're gathering all of the information together. The help boxes are integrated within the return, like I mentioned, and gov.uk have done a massive amount of work in eliminating some of the PDF documents, which are not very accessible to our community. Most of them can now be accessed via OCR with JAWS. But again, if you need an alternative format, we can provide audio and braille formats to anyone who needs them. And although we would say the online system is accessible, it's what the majority of people are using nowadays, you can still submit a hard copy on paper if you need to. And again, if you're going to need one-to-one support, contact us as soon as you can ahead of time so that we can put reasonable adjustments in place for you if online filing or hard copy paper filing is going to be a problem for you, and we'll work with you on what's going to be the best solution for you to do that.
Well, where's the best place to find out more information on who needs to file a self-assessment and how to go about it?
Gov.uk for everything. Some of your listeners will have the HMRC app, of course, if you use an iPhone or Android, and there's lots of easy to access information there. But in general, gov.uk is the place to go. Search, check if I need to do a self-assessment, if you need to confirm your eligibility, and all of the various help topics on the subjects I mentioned and the reasons why you need to file a self-assessment can all be accessed via the gov.uk website.
Ruth from HMRC, thank you so much for all of that really helpful information, and thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having me.